So second and 12 from the 26. Pankratz is in the gun with Jeter to his right. Trips wide out to the far side of the field. That's the wide side. Screen to Jeter, near side. Her defenders don't recognize it. Jeter with blockers across the 20. Rolls down the numbers inside the 10, down to the 8, and Omar Brown, the man who rings his bell. An 18-yard gain and another BG first down. 12:06 left in the third. BG trying to add on to a 31-28 lead.
And how many times in the past 3 or 4 years have we seen the screen be Marshall's detriment? Every time a team gets into a long yard situation, that screen is very advantageous to the Bowling Green offense or any opponent.
20th first down of the contest for BG, the sixth this half. Pankratz in an A-set with Jeter the tailback. First and goal from the 8. Franny up top, Jordan to the near side. Handoff, Jeter up the gut, and he is hammered at the line of scrimmage. Mario Harvey and Tyson Gale drum him down for a loss of 2 back to the 10-yard line. Sparrow also in on the stop. Brings up second and goal from the 10. Marshall ready for the play up the middle. And now Bowling Green continues to move the clock. Under 11 and a half minutes to play in the game. Bowling Green ahead by 3, 31-28. Pankratz in the gun with Jeter to his right. Second and goal from the 10. Two men up top, Prani and Hodges. A lone man to the near side is Kamar Jordan, the leading receiver in the nation. Pankratz back to pass. Fade. Near side to Jordan. Picked off in the end zone. Roberts brings it out. Thought about taking the knee. And Marshall's defense holds tight. Tackled by Reiki at the 10. And the Herd stands tall on defense.
There's a flag down as well, and it came after the interception. And so Marshall might be backed up well within its own 10-yard line.
After the interception, the block in the back. Number 99.
So a push in the back on Vinny Curry.
They're going to call it on Vinny Curry, but Curry was on the other side.
Yeah.
It was actually Delvin Johnson who was on the near side of the field. He'll pick up the block, but and Darryl Roberts, great job with the interception. Take a knee.
Yeah.
Just take a knee. You move up 15 yards from where you're going to start, because now Marshall's got to go on a West Virginia-esque drive from the fourth quarter last week.
West Virginia went on drives of 96 and 98 yards en route to scoring 18 unanswered, and the Thundering Herd will have 95 yards to go on this drive, trailing by 3. Anderson in the shotgun, first and 10 from the 5. Anderson looking out to the flat right side, complete in the backfield to Walker. Walker, a couple juke moves as he crosses the line of scrimmage, gets pushed out of bounds up at the 10-yard line as Calvin Marshall shoves him out, brings up second and 5.
The initial read on that play is Anderson was looking for Dobson down the middle of the field. But Dobson was blanketed by Leacock, and that's a terrific check down. Just running through all your progressions and throwing the ball into the flat.
Second and 5 for the Herd from its own 9-yard line. Anderson is in the gun with Ward to his left, two men to the near side, and a load wide receiver up top. That's Aaron Dobson. Anderson back to pass, throws over the middle, incomplete to Lee Smith at the sticks right at the 14. He was covered by Dwayne Woods. 10:20 left in the fourth. Marshall faces a third and 5, down 3, 31-28.
I really can't fault Brian Anderson once again. That's a pass that hits Lee Smith in the hands. Threw it to only his guy could catch it. I've said that a lot of times. It's about Brian Anderson, but yet Lee Smith drops the football.
Anderson in the shotgun with Booker to his right. Dobson up top. Two men to the near side of the field for the Herd. That's Walker and Wilson. Smith is the tight end to the left of the formation. Anderson back to pass over the middle. Has Lee Smith hit him in his hands at the 20, and he drops it. Lee Smith bumped by Marshall, but the senior out of Tennessee couldn't hold on to a very catchable pass. And Marshall goes three and out after a big pick by Roberts in the end zone.
That's a very, very costly drop that time across the middle of the field. As Lee Smith is able to go up and try to get that ball, that's right in his hands. Again, second play in a row where that ball's thrown to Lee Smith, only where he can catch it, and he is unable to come up with the catch.
Lee Smith slapping his hands on his helmet in frustration as Whitehead booms the punt to Cooper. He'll catch it on the run at the 40. Shakes off one defender and gets beheaded as he comes down to the 32. Rouse absolutely strung out Cooper. It is a gain of 7 on the return, down to the 33 for Bowling Green. And Marshall's defense, again, put in bad position. A 33-yard field to go for Bowling Green, and the Falcons with a field goal lead. 10:06 left in the fourth quarter. We're back after this on 88.1 WMUL.
I'm Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the worldwide leader in Marshall University sports coverage, 88.1 WMUL.
The Herd held the ball for just 50 seconds, and now Bowling Green has it after a punt at the Marshall 33, 31-28 Falcons with 10:06 left in the fourth quarter. Pankritz under center in an I formation, hands off up the middle to Jeter, and Jeter taken out at the knees by Omar Brown after a gain of a yard and a half down officially to the 31. Make it on the game book, a gain of 2, bring up second and 8 for the orange and brown, moving from left to right on your radios. Pankritz is in the shotgun, replacing an injured Matt Schiltz. All alone in the gun, 3 wideouts up top, 2 to the near side. Pass over the middle, complete. No, dropped by Ricky. Donald Brown in the area as Pankritz threw that pass behind Ricky down at the 27-yard line, and that'll bring up 3rd and 8. 9:30 on a stopped clock. As Bowling Green passes the football there. 31-28, Falcons on top, trying to add some security to that lead. Pankritz in the shotgun, Jeter to his right, 2 wideouts up top, 2 to the near side. Pankritz back to pass, blitz comes, throws complete over the middle, has Pronti at the 25. Pronti makes a man miss at the 15, and high steps his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Bowling Green, 31 yards. From Pankritz to Pronti, and the Falcons are on top by 9 with 9:21 left in the contest.